This is episode number 2370 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 19th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Brace yourself, because Valentine's Day, it's coming.
Oh, man.
Can't stop it.
Well, it's a little less than a month away.
Yeah.
And so for people like you and I, we have, you know, significant others. We have SOs.
Right.
Some people don't.
Some people don't.
Some people prefer it that way. Some people hate that holiday.
That's right.
But they have one before it called Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
Just for the gals.
I know this one couple, the guy's like, it's a Hallmark holiday.
Everybody says that.
And so he doesn't want to do anything or buy anything.
Guys are like
and
that.
It's like, it's not about you, dude.
Right. But, you know,
it's not about him.
Read the fine print. It's not about you.
It's all about her. Did you get her flowers? No. Did you buy her a card? No, I'm not going to. Yeah. It's not about you, dude.
Yeah.
Now, he did eventually start, and it made him a whole lot happier in the end.
Okay.
Anyway, Valentine's Day is coming, and if you're brokenhearted or otherwise disengaged with a greeting card holiday, then this Taylor Swift-inspired pop-up experience, it's for you.
Oh, wow.
An events company is putting on Bad Blood, a Taylor-themed breakup bar, which is an homage to her 2014 song, Bad Blood.
Yeah.
The pop-up will run between January 27th to February 26th, the anti-Valentine's Day season.
Wow, it runs a full week and a half after Valentine's Day. I didn't know it was a season. Okay.
Whether, I didn't either. Yeah. Whether you want to sing about your lover, those who were never yours, those you're never getting back together with.
Ever getting back together
never,
with.
Never, ever, ever. Or those who still have your scarf. Or the ones that...
Oh,
you only
God.
Dream about heaven and never will.
This
is the perfect Brad Pitt. This is the perfect place for you,
the website reads. Yeah.
No, Taylor Swift will not be there. In fact, it has a very lengthy legal message at the bottom
sure
of the event page
I don't think to prove it. She approves this at all, but that's okay.
Though there's no Taylor, the $20 entrance fee... does include a welcome drink.
Well, you get a drink. I mean, a drink's
cost... Where do you get a drink from?
Well, you're at a bar, so you're going to drink somewhere. You know, you get a welcome drink and you're $20 and you get to be part of this fun Taylor Swift kind of joke. It's a joke.
Well, yes.
So I'm sure their lawyers have figured out how to skate around the whole lawsuit part.
Oh, you know that.
But I'd be curious to see how this pans out. So it's a month-long celebration. So there you go.
There you
little,
go.
What go more bad than, blood.
Go
bad
more blood? Than once.
Yeah.
You know, go once because of your ex-lover.
Because
go,
you're
go another
never,
time.
Ever, 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 ever getting back
That's
together.
That's right. Believe it or not, it's been 30 years since the Power Rangers first Mighty Morphed their way on PR TV screens.
No, I'm not old enough.
I should have told you to get some Power Rangers, you know, sound bites going on.
You know what we should have done? Is we should have got Power Rangers figures, action figures, and not taken them out of the package and put them away for another day where we could trade them in for retirement.
Anyway, like other people, and it wouldn't be that big. So to celebrate, Hasbro is reuniting most of the team for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers once and always on Netflix.
They're not all here. I've been reading a couple of them. We've lost a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The standalone special is set to air April 19th. Go, go, Power Rangers!
Go, go, Power Rangers!
It's Morphin time.
All right.
Netflix dropped a trailer for the reunion special this week, which sees the Rangers reunite three decades after their initial formation to tackle a global threat.
You know what was cool about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
What?
Was that it was one step, one grade up from Godzilla.
I thought you were going to say that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No. Oh, they were cool because they were animated. No, the Power Rangers... You know, it was Japanese, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were dubbed. And so they would just one step up from the Godzilla animation style and all of that stuff. That was my thing. But everybody loves the Pink Ranger. That's all.
Well, of course.
Everybody loves. She was hot.
She was
smoking.
You know what was hot, though? Mm. You know what I loved even more than Power Rangers? The Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, the Powerpuff Girls.
Those were
Girl
awesome.
Girl power, right?
So, you know...
And you know what else was cool? Huh? Animaniacs. Animaniacs. Buster and Babs Bunny. No relation.
No relation.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're gonna, you know, they're getting together to tackle a global threat. And I know you got to listen to the show, but let's see, if I think about what the global threat is, right now I'm thinking meth and public libraries.
you gotta hear the whole show.
The original Blue Power Ranger honored the show's 30-year history following the announcement. Aww. I am so grateful to the fans of Power Rangers for the undying commitment to the original cast.
Yeah.
The original cast was awesome.
It's still big. It's still huge.
Yeah. I never knew it would just be that big for that long.
For this long, I guess. Anyway, with our apologies to the Pink Ranger and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.